record last Wednesday at the Hudson Center. Any chance you break decibel records this week?
That's a good question for the other team, I think. Are you talking about in the Hudson Center?
Yeah.
Oh. We don't keep track of that, but it was 44 degrees in there today. Did the wet ball drills try to simulate what we think we're going to get Sunday.
Coach, how important is it to have the 20 or so players that you've got on this roster having gone through this 4 years ago? Because you're going up against a team that the majority of their players just went through last year.
It's experience. I think any time you have experience as you move forward, it's definitely an asset. So that's beneficial. And definitely both teams have that. So I think it's something that you can look to. I think it helps you in your preparation. But at the end of the day, when the ball is kicked off on Sunday, it's about playing football.
Yeah, a preseason game in Tennessee that was pretty wet. That experience could help you out for an important game on Sunday, right?
I don't think the Tennessee experience is going to help us Sunday. I think it was preseason. I think we'll see what happens. I'm not expecting that type of rain.
I know Aaron obviously saw Dr. McKenzie this morning. How would you describe where he is physically today compared to last Wednesday?
Where Aaron is today is, those are really probably better questions for him. He's doing everything he can. I do know that. We did a little bit more today than we did this time last week. I really don't know if that's an indicator. We're dealing with it.
How beneficial have these three games been where he's played well on the calf for you, knowing how to manage a game around that calf injury and learning about what he can and cannot do through it?
Well, it's just like, the question earlier about that, going to the Super Bowl with 12 players or 20 players, whatever the number is, it's experience. So it's an experience that he'll be able to draw from. I think our planning has gotten better, going through this process.
Coach, do you have any doubt he has 120 minutes left of football in that leg?
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt at all. I'm really only worried about Sunday, and I'm kind of on Aaron to keep playing the way he's been playing.
Hey, Mike, on the flip side of Doug's question about the 20 guys that you have that have Super Bowl run experience, how valuable is it to have a bunch of guys who don't?
Just as important. I think it's important because at the end of the day, every team's different. I think, the new guys are just as important as the older guys because they bring a different element. They bring different talents. They bring different attitudes. There's definitely ability to grow. I think you see that each and every year. This is the ninth year of our program. We're going through this, having 20, 25% of your roster turning over and the majority of it being, first and second year players. So it's a process that you go through from game one till today, and you put your best foot forward Sunday.
Mike, this
when
is
you
the
have been running the offense like today, like today when Rodgers is out, is everything run mechanically exactly the same? I know they're two physically different guys, but does he give you anything you want?
Well, when you're going through a week of preparation, you're trying to hit targets. So, when we practiced today, we didn't practice based on who the quarterback was going to be. We practiced today based on how we're going to attack the Seattle Seahawks defense. And we'll practice the same way tomorrow.
Mike, this is the first time in a couple of years that your offensive line has been healthy all the way through. How big has that been and how vital has that been with Aaron these last couple of weeks?
I think the offensive line has been probably the most important component of their success. Anytime offensive lines have a chance to practice together, five linemen playing cohesively is so important. And I think our guys have really grown that way. I think the experience that we have with the two guards and, getting Brian back, Corey coming in and, doing a great job from day one. And he's obviously much improved. And David, for a second-year player, I can't say enough. He's started every single game since he's been here.
Mike, when you and Dom sat down at the bye week and made some of the adjustments that you made, where did you start, and how did you implement those changes during that time?
The bye week, we went through everything, offense, defense, special teams. I think I had four or five topics that we looked at on defense, and then when Dom and I got together, there was, as I recall, three things that I felt needed to be addressed, and direction and the vision that I felt we needed to go, and Dom and the defensive staff made it happen.
Three things.
I can't even remember. I'm thinking about the Seahawks.
We know how your team has changed and evolved since week one. From what you've studied on tape, how have they changed?
Well, Seahawks, I would say this. I think defensively they're playing extremely well. I mean, just the stretch that they've had has been extremely impressive, the video. Offensively, they're a little different. They're still running the ball extremely well. Their explosive gains is off the charts in the run game. You know, the quarterback runs, particularly for first downs, is exceptional. So the wide receiver play, I think, is done very well. Special teams, offensively, Percy Harvin up being there, that's different. You look at the impact that Percy had in game number one, and I would say that definitely carries over to special teams.
Hey, Mike, you listed Aaron, Josh, and Josh all as limited on your injury report. That means you had all 53 guys practice the week of the NFC Championship game. What does that mean to your team to be that? I understand the seriousness of Aaron's injury, but to be that healthy going into the Vegas game?
Health is very important. You know, all hands on deck. I mean, it's all part of your preparation. So the ability to play with the same, 53, the same 46 for a couple of weeks is a huge benefit. Your practice squad guys are obviously very important this time of year. So, we're taking all of our practice squads guys to Seattle, and, this is obviously the time of year that you prepare for. You put everything into it, and I'm very, very pleased with where we are as a football team.
Talked a lot about your rookies throughout the year, but outside of them being good, what stands out about this class? You've gotten obviously a ton of production and stars.
I don't know. It's a good class. I mean, we're still playing ball. I mean, this is usually your combine question. You're early this year. They've done a heck of a job. We've talked about them, each and every week. The impact that they've made. We get major contributions from the rookie class, but It's been good. I mean, the team has grown, and that's what you look for. I mean, you're going one way or the other as a football team, and we've been able to grow as a football team throughout the year, and rookies are a big part of that.
Mike, what kind of alterations have you made in the whole preparation of this week from 07 to 2010 to this year?
07 didn't look at a whole lot from the 07 schedule. I think more administrative things from a scheduling standpoint that we looked at. We practice a lot different today than we did back then. So a lot of that's not the same. Our facilities are a lot different. So it really didn't make a lot of sense for me to go back and look at the actual practice part of it.
Mike, if Marshawn Lynch is the toughest guy to bring down in the league, do you think Eddie has shown enough the last 8 or 9 weeks to at least be considered a silver medalist here?
I think Eddie Lacy, I don't know if there's a whole lot of people that want to tackle Eddie. He's playing at an extremely high level. I think he's playing the best football, of his 2-year career. His ability to be a 3-down player is of primary importance to us, and he has delivered. But he's running the ball very well. The run blocking unit's intact. We're getting clean looks. He's breaking tackles. But we're going against an excellent tackling defense, so this will be a big challenge.
Mike, what have you thought of coaching Julius Peppers, and has that surprised you at all, the impact he's had with the locker room throughout the course of the season?
Well, Julius Peppers is the impact that we were definitely looking for. So I didn't know him on a personal level. I had opportunity, I think, coach him and be around him in 2 Pro Bowls. And he was, obviously very, very private and, reserved person. But just watch him, be a part of our team, and just really from day one to now, it's night and day. So. He's been an outstanding leader for our football team. His style is unique. Couldn't have more credibility for what he's accomplished, and he's definitely made a big impact for us.
You've had several games here lately where you've come out running the ball, and I mean with big gains, 10, 20 yards. What is that? I guess, is there anything you can point your finger to there for that early success there?
Well, I mean, every game's different. The opponent's different. How the opponent's playing is different. We didn't come out and run it exactly the same each and every week. I think you have to give a lot of the credit to the players. There's the preparation component carries over to the field, and to have success early in the run game is definitely a reflection of the execution. So, I don't have, one exact, answer to why that's happened.
Mike, are you in the room on Saturday mornings when Rodgers does his little presentation? Are you there for that?
Most of, sometimes, you know, more than half the times.
Did you have Favre do that, or is that an Aaron thing?
I mean, a lot of things have changed since, you know, the way we operate now. We're no huddle offense. It's really the origin of you know, Aaron having that time, and he's, you know, he's taking it to, you know, a different level. You know, I try not to be in there when if I'm part of the presentation. So it's pretty unique.
Do you think that's a good thing though?
Oh, it's a great thing. Yeah, it's a great thing for our offense, and I think it's a great thing for him.
Is there something you could draw on some of the games you had, like the comeback win against Miami, or as recently as Sunday against the Cowboys, about how mentally tough your team can be in a tight ball game?
Yeah, I think mental toughness is something that you build throughout, and I don't think it just shows up in every one of those experiences are things you can draw from. So, yeah, I think it's something that you can draw from, and you've been there, you've done that. We're going to have adversity Sunday. It happens each and every week. That's what the challenge of the game of football is all about. So, you know, we don't look at it as obstacles. We look at that as opportunities. So we have a great opportunity Sunday, and we look to take full advantage of it.
Mike, how do you walk the line between keeping things serious and being loose? Like Monday, you were with us anyway, but you seemed very loose. How do you keep that going throughout the week while also getting all the work done you need to get done?
Well, I apologize for being, you know, loose Monday. I was feeling pretty good about Sunday still. But, I think you have to be the same. I think that's an important part of being a professional. You know, you really, you know, the old saying, you get paid for what you do Monday through Saturday, and Sundays are for free. So I think that's very important.
Mike, does Russell stress the defense in some ways similar to Kaepernick?
You know, Russell Wilson is – an outstanding football player. I think, number one, how they use him, you know, the stress that he puts on your run defense is unique. His decision-making is I think, probably one of the best things that he does. I think he's very decisive with the football, both in his run decision and in the passing game. He can obviously throw it. And he's a crafty runner. You know, they utilize him a lot in the run game, and he does a good job with his feet. And I think he, you know, he's a lot better in space than people think. You know, we're looking at his running ability as a running back.
Mike,